Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Sorry for the little flight. Finally, we're having storms doing a little this way, so we're going to try to make it through the show without any interference. First of all, we would start the show off with any announcements as far as any upcoming events or whatever, and we have one caller with their hands up now, so let's open up the mic and get started. 4521, your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just ready for everybody to come to Memphis this weekend.
Yeah, so we've been waiting to hear, man. Hopefully Brian and them will come on tonight. Hope he's not too busy or something. Give us a layout of what's going on. Actually, you all, what, got something going on up there? Is it Wednesday or Thursday? Starts Thursday night.
Yes, starts Thursday night.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Thursday is testing to them, then Friday, Midnight Madness, then Saturday, the event.
Okay. May try to tip up there Friday. No, I'm friends and stuff, man, trying to beg me to come up there Friday, too, so I don't know yet. I'll have to play it by ear, see, but I may tip on up there Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Indeed. Let's see here. We got another caller, man. 9017. Man. Your line is open.
What's up with you, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chilling.
I hear you a bit.
Nah, I just basically say the same last week. Everybody know they got Dream Team event coming up Saturday and stuff like that. So, and everybody looking for Tooth Bone to get his first race of the year. So, and then you know on the 12th of July, you know I got an event. Me and my family having an event at Montgomery Motorsport.
Okay.
Where is that at, Kilo? That's on Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've been down there.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say something, man. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but I'm so fucking hard here. With Roger. What's going on with Jim? Like I don't know if he on here, but I would think well, I've been hearing this and hearing that. You know, people have finally got the money that they was looking for or however that is, but you know, I really just don't, you know, understand, like
Clint, you tricking? Yeah, hold on. Now go ahead, Killzone, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I mean, see, I'm like every other goddamn fan or good racing wanted to know, like, you know, did they really get their money and all that, because like I think he really damaged his events like fucking terrible. Like, a lot of folks there saying they ain't coming, then, you know, you got a lot of people making fun of the event. So I didn't, you know, really just understand, like, why wouldn't he come on here and let us know, like, you know, everything worked out for everybody and shit like that. I think, you know, he could have got a bigger crowd that he's getting at the event if he would have did that.
Yeah. Hold on, Kevin. Let me see if we can find him. We got one more line lit up when you made that comment. 0676, man, your line is open.
Oh, there ain't nobody but me, Chris. I ain't commenting on that.
I got you. I don't know. Maybe somebody will call Rob and tell him to chime in and
why you know Roger ain't coming on the radio? You know Roger is not coming on this radio.
I don't know. He may come on, man. He may surprise
you.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Still not too much what's going on.
Oh, man.
I think we got Marvin as well on here. 2422, your line is open, too.
What's going on, fella?
Not too much what's going on with you.
I can't call him. Well, kill zone. That's a good question. But you know doggone well that man is not going to come on this line and
I
talk.
Stolen
and, well, you know what? You know what it is? He is not going to say this key word. I was wrong. I'm sorry. He's not going to do it. He has too much pride. But I bet he
I know what. But you got, like, if you look at the fact, like, him saying that versus a couple thousand dollars, which is more people coming to the event, shit, I say that shit all goddamn day.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But let's go back. Let's go back, you know, because he got caught in too much stuff. You know, so if he go back and say, yo, I'm sorry this, now he got to say I'm sorry for saying stuff about the tech car. Then he got to say, hey, man, I'm sorry for saying that my races are racist and they not a car show. He got too much stuff to apologize to.
What you mean? Oh, it was a car show there, too? I mean, somebody get paid?
He made a comment that my races are not car shows.
Okay,
He said he do race. He don't do car shows or either concerts or stuff like that.
Okay.
Listen, I'm still trying to figure out what he must be got something against Brian and them, because how you schedule events knowing they had an event and turn around and redo it again in the same day twice.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's what I'm trying to get with you, Gene. Yeah, Brian put theirs on Psycho Bike and Facebook. Both of them got canceled at the same time. Roger didn't put his up. So Brian put his up. Boy, it was some guy that came on there and was talking about Rod. He said, I'm gonna put this data. He put the data up just for the haters. So he said he did it for the haters. You remember that?
Oh,
game?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But that's crazy.
I don't even know Dream Team to hate on him. Roger came up with
not.
This thing about the
yeah, but you got to realize,
man,
no, because he
killed
yeah.
about him.
No, I swear.
Man, they
not,
don't care nothing about him.
Oh.
It's crazy, dude. The funny part about it is, if y'all notice, the ones that he called haters, now he'll block you on when he's on his timeline, when he's posting something. But see, when he get ready to advertise for his race, he's going to send it to your page. Yeah, he's going to send it to your page.
Yeah. I noticed that.
He sent it to his page, so I'm going to delete his ass altogether.
Yeah.
Well, he sent me a friend request. I didn't accept it.
He said, but the funny part about it is, anytime he posts something on there, he'll block you out of it, right? But then soon he get ready to advertise, I get two or three of them every day. I'll be like, boy, you.
Oh, dude.
We may have him here. Let me see. We got a 1-1 number. Let's see. Your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris and Eugene and company.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
All right.
What's up, Eugene? What's up?
All right, man.
Go ahead,
right, we got another. Any races locked in for
you? You
going to
that
down?
Yeah, we coming that way.
We're coming too.
Ain't y'all locked in? Ain't y'all locked in with the Red Apple?
We were supposed to. I ain't nothing back with the boy from Texas. I don't know if they're coming or not. They're supposed to be coming. I'm not sure.
Well, I thought
y'all
running
Super Bowl too? Well, we never locked in because Michael wasn't for sure if he was going to Chicago or not.
Okay, damn, Super Bowl got 100 races and ain't man locked in.
What's up, comrade?
What's up, man?
I thought y'all had a race already locked in. That's what we was coming for.
Man. Kills on.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up with
you? Yeah, trying to get it, bro. I just passed through your city a few minutes ago.
Say what now?
I said I just passed through your city a few minutes ago.
Yeah, why you ain't stopped? You still stopped? Got a burger or something?
You know what it is, huh?
Uh-uh.
I'm the guy that mentioned I didn't get that crank, man. That crank.
Oh, okay.
18-wheel.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah. All right. What's going on?
Chilling.
I hear you. I was telling Chris earlier, man, I listened to that radio coming through Alabama, through Montgomery, out there talking about that big show, man, that that race fest.
About the radio
commercial. Yeah, I heard on the radio. That's your commercial on the radio, right? Talking about the race
fest.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
you know when your race is?
July 12th.
Oh, hold on.
Somebody got some noise in the background.
Yeah. I got one more line to open up to while we're 7569 when your line is open.
What up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
Good seeing, man. Y'all already know what I got to say, my Rod. It's a build a fucking thing.
Who it is?
It's seeing, Kiyo, though.
I think that's the guy that was telling us.
Tony,
Tony, quit hating so much. What I told you about hating so much,
man,
boss?
Man, you might want to bleep out what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
No.
I'm
going to get it to him. Don't let Chris mute you, Antonio.
I'm gonna be good today. My buddy Gene on the
phone.
We're gonna go to
Ross and
race, and
we're
gonna race
with
some RC cars.
Yeah, we got the RC. I've been tuning on mine today, trying to get him down that little popcorn track.
I know, but I gotta get mine up at the Frank, so he can put that little 200 shot on that for me.
Boy, I bet he's steaming right now.
I'm just being honest.
Look, I know one thing. Anytime I see you at the track, I'm staying far away from you, buddy.
For what, man? I ain't did that.
You trouble.
Hey, I ain't did that, dog. I just keep it 1,000. The same thing I'm saying now, I said to Roger Hippie.
Somebody was advertising that race and he told them about they going to a popcorn track.
What a piece.
He was talking about war show.
Oh, yeah. Boy, did he blast his ass there.
My man, Roger, the last thing, for the last couple of races, everybody race he went to, he been getting on the microphone, goddamn advertising his race. That's a promoter. One person tried to sign me, and while you are talking, this is Dick Norty on the phone, or one of them, you told me, you took me, Mr. I ain't had a chance to talk to Rod, but if I ever been around, I'm going to kick that microphone down his throat.
Hello? I might like that.
All right, you can catch
it home. Don't do that, he might
like
it.
Hey, Antonio.
What up?
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ms. Bud Light Line. What you say about Roger?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd
you get them from?
They wouldn't let you say it.
I thought it was the one. I had two in
there
tonight.
Can you hear
me now?
Yeah, there's a lot of little noise in the background.
You remember when we was at,
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
That my first time meeting. He told me he had hair with natural. But I ain't never seen nobody with natural hair got grease running down their neck.
Nah,
hey,
I didn't either.
You could have took some grease. I mean, some tickets. Could have been some powder. Might have done around the neck and sold it in a panty.
But yeah, you know, I stay. Look, y'all know me. I stay quiet this time. You know, I didn't. When it came to dealing with him, since the last episode, you know, I stepped four shelves back. And as far as his event, you know, I said, you know, we weren't going to do the Bashing Folk event, you know, and stuff like that. And the coincidental that his event just happened to pop up again as the same date as somebody else's event, you know, we still just choose to, you know, again, so we choose to let it ride, which, again, we got the same situation with the same phone calls with us wanting to come to his event. You know, it was the same scenario. We was getting... Yeah, it was the same scenario. He wanted, you know, us to attend his event, which, you know, he was still, nothing changed. But my problem was he was doing falsification advertisement about, you know, people attending his event. You know, he was trying to underhand us with our team, you know, calling around on our team.
Wait, hold up. Because I seen you on his poster on some of his ass today.
You see me on a post putting my eyes like, uh-oh.
Listen, I'm gonna send you the thread. Not you.
No,
not you as your personal. Not you personal as the picture. You, but I'm saying like, Bud Light Live. We'll be at the event. I'll send you the thread.
Now, but Bud Light Live won't be at that event. Bud Light Line, nobody would be at a part of Bud Light Line would be attending that event, which, you know, he brought up, you know, stuff about folk was going to be attending his event. That was nothing that was written in stone as far as anybody attending his event. And then, you know, the call around us and our team to try to attend your event and out us, you know, in the beginning when you calling us and, you know, want us to attend your event. And, you know, with Spencer being the softy, which y'all know I'm the mouthpiece, and Spencer being the softy he is, trying to still look out because, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, and he still don't fall through on his part, as usual.
Damn it, I got to earn my head.
Let me say something.
You know, still calling us about the weather updates, still calling us, about, you know, how the weather going to be, calling us every Wednesday to make sure that we don't get on here and blast it. He our friend on Wednesday, giving us a phone call. Every time somebody posts about somebody else's event, you calling us and making sure we don't put up nothing. You want us to advertise your event, but you wanted us to look out for you, but you ain't looking out for us. And at the end of the day, a lot of people say it ain't about the money, but if you're going to put the money in the mixture, then it's going to be about the money. Point blank. I don't care what it is.
Listen, he can come on here and advertise his own event. He's been doing it. What's stopping him?
Because in his eyes, as a promoter, if you get the big riders or the most popular people, the best jockeys, to attend your event, everybody else will follow. And for us, I guess he felt like grabbing our team or grabbing people that's maybe part of our team, you know, because we really don't call ourselves a team, actually, you know, as far as who we relate with. You know, but.
Carter told me he took care of everybody that came to you. He said he got money. He got plenty of money. He paid everybody.
Well, if you had plenty of money, you should have it. If you had plenty of money, you should have been sending me $40. $40 in two separate issues. If you were just going to send me $80, which wasn't the amount that came out of my pocket, you should have been able to send me the full amount on one episode.
Well, hell, he had to pay for it. He had to get a – Ms. Butler, like, you got to look at this. The boy had to buy at least two staff to put on the mail. Now, come on now.
Yeah, because see, the whole scenario is for the first event, the thing was, when Roger contacted us, was to not to mention anything as far as the money issue, which as far as us And anybody can say, oh, I wouldn't take money for an event or I wouldn't do nothing. But when it comes to as far as us, when we have an option for us traveling, what's best for us, you know, somebody make your offer, you're going to have to weigh your options. He came to us and offered us $900 for his event for Unionside. So $900. So the thing was to send us $450. It's supposed to be $450. $450 supposed to be sent in two separate. The 450 2 weeks, and we get the other half when we get there. So, but we got the 450 a couple days prior to the event. As you know, we never received the other half. We never got the other half. We expensed it in the trip on there.
That was y'all paper right there.
I came out of my pocket. I came out of my pocket and paid Chardonnay, which I was never I was reimbursed $80 of that, which I didn't even trip because that's I came out of my pocket with more than that. So here it goes again. You turn around after I blasted him on Facebook, which everybody was aware of.
Yeah.
You wind up contacting Spencer. You contacted me. You told me to fix it, make it right, to save you. Everybody will follow you. They'll listen to Miss Bud Light Line. Oh, you know, come on, you can help me out. I would never have done you like that. Okay, man, you cool. I don't have an issue with you. I said what I had to say, and I told you how you did me wrong, and if you're going to ride me wrong, I'm going to ride you wrong. So you dealt with Spencer. Me and him haven't had any issues. But when you do wrong, I'm going to blast your ass. I'm going to be the mouthpiece. Spencer's going to sit in the back. I'm going to say what I got to say. I don't give a damn who like it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And so you calling Spencer again to attend your event, then you offer us $600 for this event.
Hey, stay
okay.
Around, stay around. If they pay me $900, I'll stop talking about it.
Then you turn around and say, you're going to send us the $600. You're going to send us the other three in advance, and then the other three when we get there. Okay, as time progresses.
That'll be y'all's thing.
No, as the time progresses, you constantly calling, trying to make sure, asking, you know, make sure we're going to attend your event, make sure we're going to come, you know, whatever. But you're not coming. We're not going to do nothing for you until we see some money. So here come a couple weeks down the line, you're dropping it down. You can't pay the $300. I mean, you can't pay $600. You knock it down to a little bit more money. So then you drop it down to $400. We say just actually send $150 in advance. You ain't got $150. Okay, well, here it comes the day of now. You call them today. You call them around jockeys trying to get jockeys for us for our bike. You calling other people that you know that have rode our bike before to ask if they attend your event and to knock them off with a little change. Which obviously you know they're going to contact us. And then here comes, which is the final day, you call, and, you know, even Spencer being the person he is, he drops it down to $300. You ain't got that. So, yeah, evidently you're not balling like you claim you balling. As everybody always know, Bud Light team has always claimed to be 9-to-5 working folk. We ain't got we not the type to going to come out there and gamble for no large amount of money. If we got it, we got it. If we don't, we don't. It is what it is. It's just the way the game goes. But don't portray yourself like you got it when you ain't got it, and then you claiming trying to ride our ass to get us to come to your event and have everybody else follow and falsifying that people are attending your event and putting them up on Facebook that they're going to be there when you know damn well they never said they were going to be there.
Yeah, they show all that, but I tell you what, I'm going to read it to you cause since I can't. Hold on, I'm going to read it to them. I'm going to read it straight to you, just what I'm reading off of the last opinion.
Then as far as one person that you said was going to be there, they obviously said they wasn't going to be there because I screenshot the thread. They said, no, I'm not going to be there. Take me off this thread.
Well, look, somebody asked them who going to be there. He said ABK Racing. He said Lil Richard, Pure Power Performers, Lead Performers, Black City Racing, Bud Light Line, and more.
That must be the exact same thread that I screenshot because at the last thread, it said, no, I won't be there. Take me off this thread. Is that it?
Well, he blocked me from the thread. Somebody sent this to me.
I got the full thread after it got deleted when he claimed Richard was going to be there. No, he's not. Richard never told Roger he was going to this event. Never.
You know, And you know the sad thing about the situation, like if you just would have came on here probably the week after that situation happened and told us everything that happened and all that shit would have helped. You see what I'm saying? But by him not saying,
but see, he hadn't killed it. But everybody knew that Richard has death in his family. And
right.
And as far as Kingpin, everybody knew the thread that he was on. He had his family member house had burnt down, so that was the thread it was on. So don't put somebody in something that you know that you haven't got that you know that if they hadn't promoted themselves and have people you know everybody knows that Richard is a cool dude and they follow him and he's straight up dude. But don't bash his name and say he's going to be somewhere and he's not to use him for your pocket. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I just feel like that is wrong in my part because you're the only one that's profiting, but you're trying to undercut somebody and not come out of your pocket with them. And it's not, it's not about that everybody want to go where they're getting paid. No, it's not even like that. But if you come to somebody and want to offer them money and give them the option, and nobody on here can't say they want it. If I say, you know what, Killzone, I'm giving you 2 stacks, you come to my event, nigga, you know, I didn't even say nigga, but you know you'll come. You're going to weigh your options at least.
I'm going to be like, but like, lying because you talk too much shit.
If he would have kept it clean cut and clean and not try to undercut us and then try to draw us out to the end far as, you know, coming to his event. But it's not even about that because at the end of the day, to be honest, if he probably would have came through, I'm not going to say we wouldn't support his event, but it's how you coordinate yourself and go about things. When you go and try to undercut people and falsify stuff and then you start making us look bad, you know, that's not going to work because I'm going to go ahead and call that like it is. And it's straight up and honest.
You said it. I'm going to tell you what it is, a fucking fake.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't understand why.
This.
Okay, he gave him a buck. True enough, he claimed that he already had his event May 10th. So Buckman had theirs. I mean, the Dream Team had theirs May 10th. So when the Dream Team booked theirs on the 28th of June, here come his event, the June 20th. I'm like, why'd he do that? That's what I don't.
He said because the distance of the race. It should have made a difference because Dream Team was so far away in his end. He said because if
he don't know if they would have came down to his event or not.
And you know what? In my eyes, it really wouldn't have been an issue of the same date if you wasn't calling around trying to knock somebody else's race, giving them weather updates, and the same people you know that attended somebody else's event, you're trying to put money in their pocket to attend your event to draw a crowd for you to profit off of. That's the difference. If he would just had his event and just promoted his event personally, nice and quiet, nothing would have been said. But when you come to bash somebody to profit yourself, that's where the problem comes in. It, and then you go back and do the same date again.
That's
been a lesson learned.
Right.
You know, that's where the issue was at.
Let me see if this is the call we've been waiting. 9340. Your line is open. 9340. Your line is open.
Good, Steve.
All right. We got 8352. Your line is open. 8352. Your line is open.
This is No Mercy Person.
If I could sound
just like it just long enough to get y'all to start it, ooh,
it'd be a good show to talk, boy.
It was, hey, one, this phone would be hot. This phone would be hot, boy.
I hang up.
Antonio, you know you lying. You will not hang up because you're going to have to get out what you have to get out.
And then, Antonio, y'all know that. The thing about it is everybody knows that people call around and talk to everybody and ask your advice on something. And Or it was the total opposite. When you had one event and people complain about you adding them to their thread and tagging them, or constantly putting up a post 24/7, and you still turn around and do the exact same thing, it's just like he's not.
I'm going to tell you
everybody can pretty much and this is the honest truth. Everybody, I mean, me being a female and just, you know, learning the knowledge of learning racing, you know, or whatever, I can call a race before Roger will. Anybody not knocking new gold chain just coming in the game, and you paying him the exact same amount of money you paying us to come to your race.
What? I don't like Roger know that when he was on that $75 talking about we getting money over here.
I'm just mad Chris missed out on this money. Hold that thought. We got one more caller here, guys. 8351. Your line is open.
Please be Rod.
Hey,
man. Anybody got something set up for Memphis, or are we going to talk about Roger all night?
Everybody knows to go to Memphis this week.
It's just some points that people had to get through, and what the hell was going on in Grudge Race.
Hey, Killzone.
Yeah.
You better be paying my goddamn contract for coming down now.
Yeah.
Let it be known, Killzone's paying everybody.
You got the contract ready, Killzone?
Yeah, I got it ready.
Possum does sign on the dotted line too.
Hey, Killzone, we know you ain't paying nobody. You just know when we come, you just have us some food.
I'm a barbecue for all the good races and shit, man. We're a bike good race.
I heard Killzone can't cook and Spence don't touch that fucking chicken.
No, I can't cook. I'm not going to be the one to barbecue. I can't cook, don't touch that damn chicken
or break his damn hand.
You can't say half now, half later.
What now? I said, what y'all be eating, ribs and shit?
No, we be eating chicken.
We like crab legs and steak and chicken.
Hey, Possum, I ain't gonna have all that chicken, man.
Hey, at least you gotta have some chicken, man. At least some damn chicken.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some chicken.
Make sure they chicken wings now.
Yeah, chicken wings.
I'm gonna say about a 15 piece for you, man, because you gonna show me how you like it.
You just bring the chicken. I'm gonna bring my own seasoning.
You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna stop right by damn turkey.
Pause, I'm gonna let you sit your grill by mine, because that's all you do, goddamn barbecue for yourself and eat for yourself.
You goddamn right. I gotta keep my weight up, man. You know that. But you ever get it right, let me get a full belly and three beers, I'll bust your ass in the water box.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. It'll be sad, man.
Okay. It'll be a sad day. You be over in my goddamn lane, I'll be kicking you in my left leg. Get the fuck back over there.
But for the, like I was for the gentleman that just called.
Hey, pause. The race will be so bad, I may come in your lane and go back in my lane.
Okay. You're going to lose and kill, though.
You're going to take out the damn 3:30 damn time cones, and we're going to be all fucked.
Chris, anybody read about the locked in for a minute?
Yeah, that's what the guy with that 8351 number. He was wanting to know was anybody locked in for the week one.
That sounds like the gas must be.
What the hell is locked in?
What a guy that came in and said something about Memphis this weekend. Oh, he's gone?
Excuse you.
No, he's still on.
I'm right here.
What, you got a bike or something?
Yeah.
Well, that shit, it's 10 people on here gonna be in Memphis.
I got a hand clutch street tire bike.
Oh, I'm sure
you're
going
to
be
getting ahead. You need to bring that hand to a street car bike east, man. Damn sure bring it down to Alabama next month.
He wants you killed, though.
Shit, I can't goddamn, man. I'm retired, goddamn. I'm going to get back on that motherfucker when I'm able to keep that motherfucker down.
You ain't afraid of a little airtime,
yeah, shit, there ain't no airtime. That's keeping that motherfucker halfway down. I'm on it. I know it's going to flip back.
Damn, Dust is fighting that bitch all the way down the track.
Yeah, you better stay off of that, killer.
Yeah.
Kill zombie,
I mean,
kill turn.
I gotta,
you ain't worth a damn, but I like you pretty good, so you going to stay off.
Now, I got a new shot for it, so we're going to see what that motherfucker finna do.
I reckon ain't going to be no race for him. Ain't nobody saying
him. Well, Memphis is where it's going to be at. Now, let's get back on the Roger subject, because I love a good drama. Jerry.
Maury.
You.
I think Mid Bloodline really just summed everything up and how everything was and shit. So,
I didn't miss the first 15 minutes of it.
I'm still with that guy.
We got two more on, guys. We may have your man on here. So let me see. We got 2668. And your line is open. 2668, your line is open.
Come on, I know all y'all got Rod to call number.
No,
somebody dollars number and put him on three.
Hey, somebody call him on three way.
Hey,
Ben. You know you got it, Chris.
Uh-huh.
I know he had a butter. You know you got to have it.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wanted to know, you know, goddamn shit, hell. Superman, one of the biggest goddamn talkers in grill racing, too. So people were asking earlier, they wanted him to come on and chime in and see what he was going to do this weekend.
Superbone should be on. I have video of him racing. Let me try this number here. 6775, and your line is open.
It's a lady's night, and I'm feeling great.
Oh,
hell no. Yeah, Miss Bo been on there. She already stole some of these fools. Already these other ones that.
Damn it,
that's another
show.
I mean, Drunk Junior. I'm like Alice. I'm Drunk Junior. Nah, I ain't good like.
Hey, look, don't y'all let Roger keep y'all from talking to me. You scared I'm gonna turn y'all on blast.
you ain't got to worry about.
Trace, you ain't got nothing to say bad about me because I done fed you some shrimp.
I haven't said nothing bad about nobody. I'm good, but it's just like it's just the point that if you're not a man of your word, then I'm going to call you out. That's it.
Wow. Look at him, man.
What did he do?
Listen, since Roger offered you $300 to come on down there to his race, I'm going to give you the other $300 to make sure you don't go.
But you only pay it after Roger pays his three.
Yeah, you have to pay it after Roger pays his three. Now, when you let me know he sent his half first, and then I'm going to send you the other half.
Anyway, he's going to be stuck in the middle, Roger.
You know number one now, Pee Wee.
I ain't even tripping on him because the thing was that at the Union City event Union Track event when he paid the first part and his wife called to the tower and she was like, well, the first part of money, the first half of the money we sent you guys, it's going to cover when you come back and we'll give you the other half when you come back on the rescheduled date. So.
Wow.
Custom Cuts didn't say anything, nor will. So I was like, hold up. So you're saying we're not leaving here with any money? I said, as far as the first part of money you gave us, that was for the commute to get here, to actually, to get to your event and schedule your event. I understand you guys can't control the weather, but we don't want to leave here empty-handed. At least give us something, because when we come back the second trip, we're going to spend money to get here, so it's like we're not profiting. You're promoting us, using us for your event, so we're not profiting. So my thing was, okay, what you guys do is just leave us something, we're okay. But unfortunately, they say they came out in the negative because of the weather and the track people, weren't helping them. So that's why we didn't really trip on the other half of the money because.
I understand what you're saying, but like. Now that's reasonable what you said. It don't fucking matter if they came out in a negative. The thing is that you asked for something. You see what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to do with the weather, but they should have gave you something. That's the main thing.
That ain't even kill them. This is the thing right here. The same way he watching the weather channel for everybody else there, he should have been watching that motherfucker
exactly.
For his own.
Hold on, man. Now didn't I see somebody or see him post some shit about some sunny shit before they even or something?
Yep, he did.
He said, sunny skies
in Union City.
And they
were ready
to fish
over there.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. They dragged the track up to the grid before they crushed the bikes up the pole. The sky just said, not right now, you ain't.
Nah,
yeah, right, pretty much, man. I kept on driving too because I was driving to the event. I was driving to the event, and we were fighting rain all the way to Union. And I kept calling and said, is it raining? And they said, man, it's sunny skies. I get there, and the damn track flooded out, and they drying the track. And they still want me to pay to come to the damn gate. I said,
you're
crazy.
Maybe they sunny skies. You got to realize what they sunny skies look like. They sunny sky means it's water falling.
He really hurt all of his events for the rest of the year here with that shit.
That
last time.
Didn't know it.
Well, he'll be all right. He's still gonna have the same little neighbor people that in the neighborhood that's gonna come. So
right. Yeah, he'll still do all right with the locals, but you hurt yourself. In the long run, everybody just know how you are. So, ain't nobody really going to deal with him like that.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to chase that money train. Roger, the Deadline Live ain't coming. I come. Send me that. Ben Antonio.
I think they're coming to my house.
Ben Antonio coming.
Man, all the dollars are right down RC car all damn day up and down that train.
Yeah, me and I, Antonio, don't tell our secret. We coming.
Hey, I got to have my line on it up front.
Well, yeah, we can have half.
Don't give you half, huh?
No, hell no. Hey, man, I don't try to say to people. I don't try to think with hair curls. I don't try to think with hair curls. I got to have all mine up front.
Yeah, he already spoiled that half and half. He done took that down the drain. Everything got to be up front now.
No, okay, we say half and half. If we say half and half, he going to do like he did Flatline Line now. He goes over 900 to 600, from 600 to 300, from 300 to 100. And I said it's not too far away.
Well, man.
Yep, pretty much.
Man, come on, Antonio, let go, bro.
I'm going
to the hell
free, though.
Come on, man. You mean you going, bro? Man, you going to put on all... Look, we going to put on our Union City shirt.
Y'all might think I'm lying. This on my kids. I would never, ever, in my life, ever attend anything he got something to do with it. Period. Damn. I don't rock with straight ass people, man, at all. Anybody know me, know the people that are around me at 1,000. I don't fool with straight ass, fake ass people.
Well, then the thing is, you got to be careful about where you're going and who he associates with, because you might be at an event that you don't even know it's his event.
Yeah, I find out, trust me.
Well, that's two whole different ball games. If you don't know, you just don't know.
One thing,
what's his name, Daniel, or Young Boy? I mean, who else is out there?
One thing about the racing game, like the beauty shop.
Everything
leak out.
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing because we going to this event. Me and Mr. Light Line.
No, I'm not.
I made it clear day one. So it ain't no most. I made it clear day one.
I look forward to getting the phone. Do we have any more women on, our ladies on the phone tonight, man? If so, press one where we can go on and cue you in.
Mike, you on the line, ain't you?
Mike was, yeah, he's still on.
Yeah, I'm on here.
We thought you were cutting grass.
I'm trying to like a fish.
I'm
going to swim through
this wall.
The water
is
nigga low
about.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when your next
meeting is? Well, we got one on the, but the biggest one is the August 16th bait over at State Capitol.
August 16th?
Yeah. We got a Holly Davidson one on the 12th, so. For any of the Holly guys or whatever, if you're over in the Texas area, I'm sure you've probably seen a flyer or two on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which I thought we party, man, but I can't take nothing for the Holly guys. Them guys party just as hard as we do.
Did anybody do any graduation at VMP the weekend?
I think somebody came on Facebook and said they didn't even see a grudge bike go down the track, if I'm not mistaken. Well, they might have said they didn't see one race.
Damn shame.
Yeah, I just took graduation to the dog. Well, Chris, look like me and you gonna have to put out some flyers. We gotta get out some contracts. We gotta do some contracts and stuff. See, can we get a couple people on payroll too? Shit.
I told y'all, tell Roger, pay me $900, and I try to hype this show up.
And you see, we didn't even get the full 900, you know. Damn well, you ain't going to get it.
Look,
I know. I'm
like, how much is it going to cost us to get you to Louisiana?
Huh?
How much is it going to cost us to get you to Louisiana?
Nothing.
Nothing? Because I was going to tell you, we ain't had but 50 cents, man. We're going to need 30 of them for a stamp. we sure would like the company for y'all to come on to Louisiana on the 12th of August.
On the 12th of what?
It's August, huh, Chris?
Yeah, it's August 16th of August.
Oh, 16th. I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah,
yeah, we need to come up there on the 12th. That's up that way. Louisiana, that's up that way. Tao Body Bag is, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's supposed to be cooking up. What's the stuff you call with shrimp and all that stuff in it?
Yeah,
and all that stuff
down.
There.
Baton Rouge stuff.
Yeah, you just come on down to Louisiana.
I thought he had something set up with you guys this weekend or somewhat.
I don't think they never clarified. I think we just said if we able to make it, you know, it'll take place, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I just told him I was just with him, and with nothing. We locked in or nothing.
I just got a message popped up, so let me see what this is saying. Bone got several raises because I know if Mike and them show up, I'm sure that they would give him a race with the bad apple bite.
But that ain't the problem. The problem is that he gonna race him.
Yeah, we're supposed to do something with it, with the red bite.
But did you lock it in?
No, we're supposed to get that at Chris race in Texas last year, and his bike didn't hook. We was getting out and like, all right, I just told him, man said his bike wasn't hooking. So, I wasn't pressing the issue. We just said we'll hook up at the next race we get to. We're going to guarantee it.
Mike, tell that man the real truth on what happened.
Hey, well, my foot ain't going to tell that man that, man.
Hey.
I heard the man wanted to race. And soon y'all made a shakedown pass. The race was two.
Who? Who race? Our race? Man, we went down to race.
I'm saying when y'all made a shakedown pass, the man won't run no more. That's what I heard. I don't know how to see that.
Yeah, I thought you said we didn't want to run. We made our
I said y'all made the shakedown pass, and the man won't run no more. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. Clarify for me.
That's what he said bike and hook. I wasn't thinking this. I wanted to gamble, man. I mean, you know how it is. When you're on a walk when the track ain't right, you gotta make a couple hits to see what the track will hold. I had the red bike set up right, going down the race. I gave it, man, he went out there, he said he got down the race track. So
okay.
I was going, I went over and asked him, did he want to do it? Told me no. So him and Forte, they were supposed to run. I think Forte ran him with that 1,000. With that still white 1,000 that they got, and they end up being forced to for some money with that check bike.
Okay.
I know it's lightning down there in Louisiana, Mike.
Okay, hey, man.
You hear
that? Hey, true story. Sunday night, I came out my house, went over by my shop, and I swear for Jesus Christ, I'm not lying. A lightning struck and it wasn't 3 feet away from me, dog. You talking about somebody come across their yard. Boy, you thought, oh, Lord, what I did. I was eating the grass, boy. My daughter was like, you saw that thing? I said, I don't want to go with it.
Mike, you know you're not faster than lightning, don't you?
And she is. When I saw her, you talking about eating the grass up. She like, I had some teeth, dog.
All right, do anybody got have any status on prices? Man, I know there's several topics out there on Facebook about his bike. Anybody know if his bike's going to be up or ready for war on Saturday? Possibility?
He said last week he was going to be ready, didn't he?
Yeah, he said
he
was ready.
He said he's gonna be ready.
Anybody locked up with him? Do you have any of the Dream Team representatives on tonight? I know Brian and Miles said he was looking
for. Yeah, we might try him out, too. We might try him out on, too.
Oh, well, I guess we need a little one back down to the street type bike, huh?
Hey, anybody know what Shine Ryan on this weekend?
Come on, now, don't. Kids on, don't crack jokes.
I want to know what Shine Ryan this weekend.
Don't
that man
crack
say
jokes.
He's gonna be on the bike.
Don't crack
the
jokes.
The man said, "I want to know where he riding, so I want to bet against him."
Don't crack jokes.
Why you say that? The man said he was riding the bike. I want to know where he riding. Mm-hmm. I don't see Shine just coming to the damn track and just standing up.
I'll take a picture of him. I'll send you a picture. I can hear Ryan in the background right now. You hear that, Shorty? You hear that, Shorty?
I'll take a picture of him too.
Oh, they crazy.
See that fucking kill going? I hear you hear that shouting?
They gonna call in.
Yes, indeed.
y'all silly as hell. All right, kids, I'll keep off the
backyard,
kids.
That's his backyard.
Nah, I was just asking him, man. You know, then shit, he gonna be. That's his own track, right?
Kids, he gonna have a stage. He gonna keep cracking jokes. That's gonna be his race.
Okay. Is he Bobby Jones?
Put a mic in his hand. Let him crack jokes.
When Mayo been hearing good things about him, man. I think Mayo gonna be up in Memphis this weekend looking for some.
I heard Mayo gonna be here. I heard he's gonna be here.
I heard he got it straightened out, Chris.
I just don't think I said look out for the video, man. You know, Mayo love to stay in front of that camera.
You know he do. Chris,
you don't have your camera at you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to have it with me.
Okay. There you go, Chizzo.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure Chris ain't going to want to do it, but I'm going to force his hand. Now what I'm going to snatch the camera out of his hand, take a picture, sign, and ride, and then get back to him.
Hey, you best believe both of them going to be there together.
Standing together.
Yeah, standing together.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, all right. So, any street top bikes, man, maybe looking for some action. Look me your way. Just throwing it out there.
Ain't nobody came on here and said nothing about the event group just had. Anybody on there was there?
No, I don't think any Alabama representatives on. Press one. That was the past weekend, wasn't it, Gilzone? The last week?
If I'm not mistaken, it was within the last 2 weeks. I'm not sure, though. I saw it on Facebook.
Weekend before last.
Yeah. Okay.
Did Allen race somebody up there that he sent?
I think they said something about, didn't they go 4-0 or some shit like that?
Well, Allen race somebody.
Wait,
she
ain't riding.
I thought Dylan was riding.
Who was riding?
I think Dylan was riding, Chris.
Oh,
yeah, Dylan was riding.
Okay. But I think I saw a post on Facebook when they said it went 4-0, but I ain't sure, though.
I know they ran a 1,000. The 1,000 jumped out on them, got out there about the 400 mark, and shot to the sky, and they came around with that coronavirus.
Okay.
All the mother races, I don't know if I heard that by then.
Get out, man. Now you get out.
Wow, man. I can't believe people are quiet.
Hey,
you know it's a big event coming, Chris.
Yeah. Huh?
Chris, that's why we supposed to have late tonight. You know what time it is.
Yeah. Well,
I ain't lying. Hey, you know damn well on rain week, don't nobody talk.
You know what I'm saying? You know it's late tonight. Don't nobody talk on late tonight but the ladies. Come on, Chris. Get them in there.
Yeah. Sent out a request to them, so I'm hoping that they call on in.
Yeah, there's some ugly ass sounding women on the phone now.
Okay, we got another one here. 2771, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? It's Gas Monkey.
Hey, what's going on with you, Gas Monkey?
All right, not much, man. What street tie is supposed to be in attendance this weekend?
You on hand clutch or you got slider?
Lies.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah,
there you go, Mayo. Yeah, you're in Mayo, making five. How long are you?
73.
Okay, I think Mayo on about 69, but two making what's
something
out.
They bought they
had
that
keynote
bike,
right?
Okay.
So, but Richard ain't saying he's not gonna make it, right?
No.
As far as we know, no.
Okay.
But I don't know. Richard had to answer that question on his own. Like,
I know.
But he got death in the family. He got a lot of things going on. So I wouldn't.
Just a question. With nothing, you know, no call now. I understand. You know, family more important.
Let's see here, guys. We got another person just sent me a message trying to patch in, so bear with me just one second. All right, we got 1948. Your line is open.
There you go, Shorty.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Uh-oh. I can't call. Who are you looking for me?
Get off from over there.
Yeah, I'd be a trash can. It ain't no telling what I might be, Rad. Nah, it was just a simple question, man. I just
who are them boys on here talking all that shit before I got on here? Talk it now.
It wasn't anybody talking shit. I just asked one simple question. I said, what bike Shine was riding? That's all I wanted to know, cuz. It wasn't no shit talking to me like that, man.
Hold on, Kizzo. And I said I'm going to take a picture of him. Oh, yeah, put me in there.
Yeah, I heard to take a picture of him part.
Josh. Come here. Okay, Kizzo, you out here. Okay, you just spoke your piece. Who else on there is going to know where I'm going to be riding? Hey.
Here.
Hey,
Shine. Somebody did come on here and say, the only thing you gonna be doing is playing cards and singing on the mic.
I'm be doing what?
I said somebody did come on here and said the only thing you gonna be doing at the track is playing cards and singing on the mic.
Okay, why don't you bring your bike and line up so I can sing with your ass?
Man, you gotta talk to the guy that said that shit, man. How they say that shit.
Oh, no, you the delivery man.
You said you wanted to know what was going on, so I told you.
Okay, well, I tell you what. If I'm standing around there playing the cards and singing, don't you mess with me if you don't want to add with it.
Hey,
now,
I'm
off you.
I'm on my fan,
now,
man.
Now, hold on. Okay. Now, who else is talking? Stay off the call. It better not be nobody from Memphis. It better not be.
Hey, you know who's riding my so don't worry about that.
Hold on, let me stop right there. So, Shine, so what you saying? You calling out the whole Memphis?
Kills on, Memphis. We got our race pride, so we ain't got to argue with him.
I am Memphis. When you speak of Memphis, who do you think about Kills on? Kills on, when somebody says about Memphis, who do you think of?
They better come to Memphis to get Shine.
I don't think about you, Shine. Any car wash, any cold and stuff, that's me. I think about kids on, man.
Well, y'all stupid.
He in the phone booth right now. He on the phone in the phone booth. I wish he'd get off and let them folks use the phone.
Nah, I ain't on no phone booth, man.
He in the phone booth.
I ain't got that many goddamn quarters.
Why is you even on this bloodline, man?
Man, shit, I'm just goddamn here trying to see what's going on.
I ain't talking about you, kids. He's talking to twins. Call a name. Don't be scared to call no name, boy.
Hey, you know he's talking that normal.
Call a name. It's a million people on this line. Why we got to hit the fire? I didn't whoop your ass tonight, boy. Hey, he can't bring his bike.
Man, what you talking about then?
I'm borrowing one.
Hey, Chris, I just promised y'all this right here.
Chris, you will see. Chris, you know how he call you past six, whatever number you said, past that number.
Y'all talking about something that's going to happen, man. That's a no-win situation right there. Talking about something else. Yeah, you're right, because I whooped his ass. Okay. Like I'm going to do with you Friday.
Man, you fought me with the NASA. You ain't with yet. So when you come back from NASA, you ain't got clearance yet. So get clearance, then holler at me. Hey, you know what, twin?
Man, I can go to the family house and just whoop your ass. Hey, we will see Friday.
Okay. We're going to be singing Friday.
I say the race don't even happen. You won't get on the bike. That's the only reason it won't happen.
Well, I tell you what, twin, I don't do like this, twin. Let's lock it up. That's what we can do. Lock it up.
Okay, lock it up. How much?
We can lock up $200 or $300. Don't make no difference.
Okay, as long as you get locked up, you'll get some free money.
You know I'm a race. You gotta get on the bike. Hold on. He can't get on the bike. Forget about any other race. Just me and you get on right now.
Let me and you lock out the first. No, sir.
I'm running your boy first again.
But I'm washed up.
Who said you washed up? I didn't say you washed up. You call yourself washed up. So go on, get me first.
You're bad.
You must call yourself washed up. Why don't you go on and do me first then?
Why don't you just do me first? Because if I do you, your friend ain't gonna want to get on the bike no more.
Okay, well, me and you, right now, on this phone, if you just lock in, it's 300. It's locked. If I don't raise you, you give me 300. If you don't raise me, you give me 300. Yes, sir. Whoop your ass or not, you still got to raise me or give me 300. Chris, y'all heard it, then. Watch that knock 215 pounds.
Okay. Beating the hell out of here. You know how I feel. Don't you shine. You've been down the road before. You know how I feel. You've been down the road before. You know how I feel to lose. Don't you say nothing.
I don't want to answer that question because you ain't got no motorcycle. I don't talk to you.
You already in the
text. Shine ain't nobody.
We'll
nobody.
Do him proud in front of everybody. We don't tell anybody.
Okay.
They know that.
We'll
he washed up.
Okay.
He washed up. We don't care nothing about him.
Question. For the people that don't
beat the
here,
living
man.
Shit out of Sharon like we did his partner. Don't care nothing about that bone.
I got a question to ask.
Okay.
A guy just sent me a message asking me, would there be any 220-plus-pound riders on the hand-clutch street car bike that are looking for some action this
on
weekend?
The street? Said come to the street.
Oh.
Sharon.
Me and Smith, I'm straight.
Okay, why are you still talking about it then?
Yeah,
why is he still talking about it?
Why
is he still talking about it?
I really want to meet someone and lock this man up. Can we meet someone and lock this money up?
He's going to lock that money up.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, you were saying somebody at 230 with a street tire?
Yeah, street tire hand clutch bike.
The motor or spray?
Spray.
Right. Hey, I want to race to a twin. I'm 240. I'll be that Saturday. I'm 240 pounds. I'll be that Saturday looking for you, twin.
God damn.
Wait.
Is it a street bike?
Yeah, we can lock that in. I'm looking for you and Bozo the Clown, JX King Kid.
Is that Street Queen? You ain't even got
a
bike.
Yeah,
yet. You have a bike, you got a race, man.
Yeah.
Got good now.
He don't have it. Yeah. And look, we got another caller here, too. 9316. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Chris.
Yo, you on the show? Yeah, you on
the show. I think that's the bumper.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, watch it.
Who got
it.
All this noise?
You're going to learn how to do it there.
Yeah, all right.
We got
another guy on here with a three-time bike. All right, Maj, you can intertwine with the guy that asked you that question.
Hey, yeah, Chris, how y'all doing? It's Marshall, by the way.
All right, what's going on?
You got three-time bike is nitrous bike. You got it at. No, it's not just a motorbike, it's a nitrous bike. Street tire, hand clutch, stock rail. It don't matter. If you're looking for a hand clutch, it ain't, you know, no two hand clutches, rock clutch. It's good. Street tire is the main thing. Bike 71.
Who is you next?
Dope.
Who that next street tire? Who that you Mike?
No, that's me, Marshall, man. From Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
It's Marshall.
Oh, okay,
Marco.
Yep. Oh, you look at the street tire and you 71, is it?
Yeah, I'm 71.
You 68.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Marshall,
well,
ain't you ain't gonna get it on?
Daddy, can you
show me? Say it again?
Ain't you and Matt gonna get it on out there?
In my face.
I'm not leaving from Louisiana to raise somebody from Louisiana. So no, I can handle that Fridays or you know Saturdays around here. Driving 7-8 hours. Hopefully I catch somebody up north.
Mm-hmm.
Makes more sense to me.
Yeah, it might be some hand shit. You know, it might be just flatter, but you know, he might be able to have some kind of hand clip, right?
Hey, Sean.
Hold up. That little guy ran to Hattiesburg on that motor. He fixed?
Nah, he ain't got it back out yet.
Anybody that way
yeah,
got
he ain't
some
got it
motor
back out
run? I got a little 71 inch street tire hand clutch.
Get away from me.
They got somebody out there waiting dressed like
that. That sounds like something you need to run swing with. Oh, he ain't working with nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Who, Twin?
Yeah, he ain't working with nothing.
Twin not going to run me. He's going to say he run on nitrous, but I got another bike for him on nitrous.
Well, too bad we can't send Shang on nothing because he don't own no bike, so we can't kill you
man,
on time with him.
You know what you mean?
We can't kill you on him with nothing. He don't own nothing. He don't own nothing.
I'm going by the street guy.
Ask me to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you to ride his bike. I don't personally ask you
I'll be
you
that Shaggy. You ain't nothing like
the
Queen. Why are you arguing with Shaggy? When he's
the
nobody.
He don't own nobody.
Oh, man, Shaggy ain't nothing. He's something to be from on his phone.
And how much money did he win?
You didn't pay me.
You didn't pay him.
Hey, you really ain't shit to the people in the grudge, Shane. You ain't nothing. You'll be out there standing on the side of the fence Saturday looking in your hometown. Ain't got nothing to ride.
What you gonna be doing?
I'm waiting for them dang fools you sending me.
What you gonna be doing with that 65 inch 18 waiting on them short wheel base? Hey, you know what? And I want to get your ass whooped, man. I can call Tunga. I ain't got to talk about that now. I can call Tunga and get your ass whooped.
Well, show we're based. What you waiting on, Shannon? You say you got him coming here Thursday. I'm going to be out there Thursday with it.
Because you're nobody to run it.
I'm gonna be out there Thursday with it. Thursday, Friday, Chris. I'm gonna show you just what we're gonna do to Shine when we get up here, Chris. Now watch
this. Okay,
will you promise Chris you gonna whoop me?
Promise Chris you gonna whoop me.
You listen, Shine, I'm gonna whoop you if you get on
promise
that DS now what you say you gonna run me on.
Promise Chris you gonna whoop me. Promise Chris you gonna whoop me.
Chris, I promise you I'm going to beat the living hell out of Shannon DJ on that ZX9 like he said he was.
Okay, all right. Shannon is nothing. Shannon, you probably be
some of these people. Oh, you ain't nothing to me.
When the last time you raped somebody?
I tried to run your boy, that twin that he jumped on twin because he won't run me.
I'm the lightest in the camp.
I'm going to run you. I'm going to run you if you get on that ZS9 in front of everybody.
The last race I saw you was with Nick Shaw.
What happened? How long ago?
It was in 2014.
The last race I saw you was what you do? You was on a 200-mile-an-hour bike and couldn't even go in the seven, man.
What?
A 200-mile-an-hour, man, you run at 8:13. You pitiful, man.
$200 mile an hour bike. What are you doing? You need to fix your cable TV for something, man.
Hey, Twin. Hey, Chris. Chris.
Huh?
If Shine gets on that ZX9, I'm going to stuff a mud hole in his ass and walk it dry in front of all y'all. That's
okay.
All I can say.
All right. All right.
Now,
all right.
And
okay.
Chris, he said he got everybody coming up here with them 58-inch boosters. Chris, if I catch them down there on that gate, I'm beating their ass. They go for anybody. Shine,
hey,
the star,
hey,
the
hey,
cloud,
hey,
the moon. Shit,
shit, we got a 58-inch booster. We'll take you to the gate right now.
Hello? Anybody. Shut your mouth, boy, while I'm talking. You wait till I finish talking.
Hey, they don't want to hear it, Shine. They don't want to hear it.
I got one more thing, guys.
Where
in the world is Custom Cut at tonight, man? Where is Custom Cut tonight?
Quinn, did somebody say they got a 58-inch bike? They'll come to the gate. Queen, did somebody say they got a 58-inch show with Bass Booster?
Hey, I think Jeremy T is coming to Memphis. He got a 58-inch
14. Sir, I don't care about T. Get to hear what I'm saying, boy.
Hey, Queen, you're on the street. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about that. I just told you that.
Okay.
You're the one told me you got him coming here.
Okay.
I don't care nothing about T. None of them. I just told you that.
What
is? Listen, Twin. All the ones that come here, I'm riding my bike. So don't put nobody on your bike. You ride your own bike and run me.
We got to stop.
He gonna ride them Nikes on that fence and holding up that fence.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna put him on
ride.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
So they don't want no ass whooping.
Ain't nobody gonna put you on nothing.
Okay, that's cool.
Man, I'm about to put you on a red light.
What y'all want to do? I'm in Memphis. We'll put him on a bike tonight. What y'all want to do?
Hello, you going to ride the bike.
You going to ride the bike. Why you running your mouth?
You
going to
ride.
What you going to
do?
What you going to do?
You ride your bike.
You ride your bike. I ain't say put no bum on it. You ride your bike. I'm ride my bike.
Now, what you want to do?
Now, what do
you
want
to
do?
It'll take me an hour to get to the gate. When you want to be there?
10 hours.
Call me
when you
get there.
It'll take me 30 minutes. Call me when you get there.
Did you hear that?
Call
this
motherfucker,
man. You wasting your time, man. They ain't going to wait.
You ain't got nothing to ride.
This boy got a pocket ass ZX kid. He ain't gonna race. He ain't got no money to bet. And if you got something bigger than 1,000, Twin ain't gonna get on that and ride it and race it.
You ain't got nothing to ride, so shut up.
Man, I got plenty of stuff to ride.
He locked in with you, but he didn't lock in with none of them boys was trying to lock in with him on the mother bike. I wonder why.
Lock in with what? You don't lock in with a bike. You ain't got your bike ready. What you going to lock in for?
You ain't got no bike ready?
What you got ready?
That green show? That green chill, if Shane get on that ZX9, watch what I do for him.
I'm going to beat the brace off his partner, and then Shane's going to give him one in light.
And Chris, all of us riding a ZX10.
Jan gonna be on a ZX10, and I'm gonna borrow Ken's ZX10 like Shan borrowing his partner's ZX10.
Okay. So what you gonna do? And I'm gonna borrow my shit right out of your ass.
That ain't gonna happen, son. Son, I don't respect you. I respect you at the track. You at all.
All right.
I don't respect you at all.
Was it 2012?
We got another caller here, so let me see what this is. 9392, your line is open.
If I'm not mistaken, they tried to tell your ass you had two to go.
Had a drop call. Maybe that person will call back in.
Yeah,
man,
We ain't got to talk about this.
So you saying Super Bowl ain't gonna do nothing this weekend?
Friday and Saturday. They ain't got nothing else to do.
What CJ bringing now this weekend?
Number that 14.
Okay.
And I'm going to shout it and Chris, I want the world to know. I'm going to shout it up to 63 inches. They can't nobody be on the gate. Nobody.
When?
You. I'm going to shout it up to 63 inches. They can't nobody come to the gate.
What do you think you're going to do?
You going to do what? I'm going to shout it up to 63 inches. What bite?
What are you going to shout it up to 63 inches?
I can't do it, man. CJ bite. Oh,
is CJ going to ride his bike?
CJ
going to
do
his ride
around. He's going to bring it in the van.
He better not. He better not ride it, Ken.
Okay. Twin, Shannon told me he got four short wheel bases coming to this town. So that's what I'm going to wait on.
What?
Yep. He said he got four of them.
I'm going to make it 63 inches. Twin, you said your boots are 63 inches, right? You got the bus.
What?
Okay.
Twin, you got the bus. But it's
going to
cost
you. I want it.
You got it.
And I want it.
Spray for spray, you got the bus.
And I want it.
You got it.
No problem.
Okay. But I'm just letting you know, it's going to cost you more than $300 now.
Okay.
All right. You got it, Twin. You got five
don't,
in the
just
book.
Don't do me like Kenyon. Just don't do me like Kenyon. That's all I got to say.
You got five in the bus.
All right.
And I'm going to spray you. I'm going to give you five in the bus with a nitrous motor.
I got five in the brake.
And I'm going to be on CJ bike with no nitrous.
Okay.
63 inches.
Now, you know how we get down with the brake. You know what I did with you with the brake, right? So you're going to try it again, right?
When your tail takes a move, I'm telling you right now, if your tail takes a move, you might want to pull it to the side somewhere.
Twin, where is that talking at Bill C that say he was looking for? Where is he at?
He ain't gonna come on this line, kid. He better not. That's my boy. That's my boy.
We gonna keep you on that ZX10, boy, and beat the hell out of you. We know you dumb.
You wanna lock that up? Man, we're gonna do that ZX10 race, and then we'll talk about the other race. We already got one race.
Why you ain't trying to lock up with nobody else on that 63 inch bike then?
Pick it up.
Why you trying to lock up with nobody else on the phone?
Ain't nobody else on the phone got no 63 inches.
Because you a chicken shit, feather back, leather neck cow. That's right.
I tell you what you do.
That's what you is, boy.
I tell you what you do. Every in your hairline hat where your head. You ain't got no damn brain.
Hey, you know what? You ain't trying to lock in nobody. But you know what, Shine? I got some boys coming to this town going to fuck over you, boy.
Good. All the boys you got coming to town, you know they well.
They're gonna fuck over you.
I bet you got five.
Twin, he ain't riding on some junk.
You know what?
Hey, Quinn, you know what? I tell you what I will do with CJ Bikes. I whoop your brother on that weak-ass pig gray bike he got.
Hey, sir, you know what? Hey, you know what? Whoop that dude. That's his bike. I don't tell him what to do with his bike. That's his bike.
Yeah, well, you get on it. Why don't you get on it?
Hold up. Quinn, he had never beat your brother. What is he talking about?
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, here's my first of all, you ain't going to race because you ain't got no money to bet.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
You ain't
look,
got
look,
no money
look,
to
Twin,
bet.
That's who calling me, Twin. His clunky Bill he calling
me.
I don't want to talk to him. Let's talk.
Pick him in, Chris. Pick in seat to 500 or some number you be calling out.
Yeah, Chris. Pick him in.
Let me
see. We got another caller here. 2-9-3-1. The line is open. Yeah, 2-9-3-1. Your line is open.
Hey, Twin.
What you got about that?
Huh? What you gonna have out there, sir?
I don't have no bike
that goes 7 and nothing. My bike 6'3 in. Y'all got a bike 6'3 in?
No, we ain't got no bike.
Well, where you going with
that?
You
not even had a solid bike out there?
Now, I don't know if my brother has his bike out there or not. I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet.
Y'all got our purple rain out there?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Brian either.
I'm not in their class.
I'm not in their class.
The background noise, man, with the little baby in the background.
Hey, Quinn, what you going to have out there?
Need to feed the baby now. Feed the baby.
That's Shine talking.
I got 50 bucks.
I got an 08 Ultra, and I got a 99 Suburban.
Hold on one second, man.
Let me find out where this noise is coming from. Hold on.
Thank you, Chris.
And kids, I got a new car key. I don't know what the car is. He got a new car.
That's right, kid.
He got no
kid, that's right, kid. He's going to transition without me to your trailblazer, then.
Oh,
hey, Quinn.
Hey, don't no vehicle make me.
Hey,
don't
Quinn.
No vehicle make me.
Huh?
Oh,
I'm trying to find this background noise. I'm trying to locate it for a second.
Whoever got a baby, that's where
they're
coming from.
Hey, Chris.
In the background.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You remember the numbers we? You remember the numbers we told you when they come on? You remember them guys we told you?
Don't call it that now, Mike. Chris, that's that 6500 or whatever number that is.
Hey, Chris,
that number
we
called out.
That we told. You remember we were talking about those guys?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah. Yes. Now you know what I'm talking about.
Money, you
want to
have that
book? Ain't going to race and don't want to see nobody else race.
Well, mind if I ran your boy, so what's that prove?
Well,
so,
wait,
you're
not going to
have no bike out there to race.
Run him again.
Now, I'm going to run him again. Friday. I'm running both of y'all Friday.
My mind ain't with
him. What time do this go to take place?
After Midnight Madness.
What? After Midnight Madness?
Go put it on the chair.
Midnight Madness, over at 1 o'clock in the morning.
We ain't got nothing to do but get
up. Gotta wake
up. The good Lord wake us up and come to the track.
We ain't gotta wait. No, I know Midnight Madness, man. For what? Y'all ain't gonna race on that track.
Hey guys, I'm trying to get somebody in. So ignore this dial tone for a second. I'm trying to get a caller in.
Yeah.
Now, y'all ain't gonna race some of them damn after Midnight Madness. Yeah, that's 1 o'clock. Be 2 o'clock before we get over there.
Quinn, what did Kills on say? What is Shane Ryan? What did he tell you?
Nothing.
Huh?
Don't worry about it.
Just bear with me 1 second, guys. I'm gonna find this background.
Yeah, it's Mike Paparazzi.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Right. Mike Paparazzi, man. What's going on, Chris?
Not too much, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, look. All the kids in the background, just cut them off. I mean, if you got kids in the background, you know it. You ain't hung up the phone. Just cut them off, man.
Yeah, we're trying to pass, but it's not going there because I've been down almost everybody's line, so it's...
Hey, man, we call, we checking in. You know, we come to Memphis this weekend. We're looking for us to have a good time at a quarter-mile track, man.
Okay.
Well, it's just a quarter-mile track.
What that guy say? I can't hear him over something.
Let me see here. Damn, this is crazy. Let's see here.
It's crazy. They know they calling the Bruce Falk. I mean, a
Christmas baby
phone.
In the background. That's why he gave fun to the Christmas baby.
They know
hey,
they call, calling the
somebody,
line and they don't have kids in the background.
Somebody know they got kids in the background, man. That's all it is. I mean, if you're done talking, I mean, we're trying to promote some racing right now. If you got a kid in the background, just do us all the respect and just hang up, man, because we're trying to listen right now.
Mute your phone. You got to hang up. Mute your phone.
Thank you.
I think I may have it. I think I got it. Yeah, we got it.
That's it, man. I mean, I just came on tonight, man. I mean, we got to be more coordinated, man. We got to work together. I mean, if we got some positive going on, like a radio show, and everybody's coming out talking about their events, we just need to be respectful of others. Somebody still got the kids going on. They know they got kids behind them.
The old lady don't have to talk on the phone unless she right there, I guess.
Weak ass person. You know, if you broke, you ain't got no money, you trying to gamble, then stay your ass at home. I mean, we got a four-mile track. We got four or five different states coming in. If you race it, we going to make somebody famous this weekend.
They ain't necessarily got to goddamn stay home because, hell, if they broke, at least they paying the money to get in the gate.
Exactly. There you go, man. If you're a fan of the sport with a quarter-mile track, Memphis, I ain't been to Memphis in 7 years since AMA was down there. Let's have some fun. I mean, let's have a good time. I mean, don't bet no more you can afford to lose.
See, that goes down. Got another baby coming from tonight. Probably kids night.
Hey, what you said? Don't bet no more than that's afford to lose. Didn't you say that?
That's it, man. That's how we have fun.
He said he wanted one for 300. Okay, Matt on the side want to bet 300. Yes, get him. No, don't bet, man. Don't bet. How are you gonna do that?
I'm betting in my pocket.
Let's have some fun. You guys, I mean, come have some fun. The weather looks good in Memphis, man. We got a quarter mile track. This is the first cross race down there ever, really. And, you know,
we've been down there since AMA.
Let's come down and have some fun, man. Bring your families, bring your grills, man. Let's do it, man. We'll be there Friday, man. Let's get it.
So appreciate that.
Hey, Chris, thank you for your time, man. We see you guys in Memphis, man.
Have a safe trip. All right, Matt.
Hey, Chill's on.
Yo.
Hey, you ever hear from Ike sometime, bro?
Hey, what now?
You ever hear from Ike sometime?
Quit hollering about a ZX10. We're going to come down there with a thousand. We're going to make him slow ass bike. I'm going to man. Look, don't even worry about him. He's a non-factor.
Why don't you get on after they get on?
Man, these boys calling me, man, talking about some ZX10. We want to try the ZX10. Man, don't y'all waste y'all time, man.
They ain't got to do nothing to the street and listen to your dumb man.
Yeah, man, these boys ain't going to die. Man, don't waste your time, man, talking this quiz off.
No, you quiz off. Got them short wheel bases. You got four of them coming down here.
Yeah, how you gonna be saying you gonna me and you gonna bet 300, but somebody is with you wanna bet 300 more. How you gonna tell them not to bet?
Sam, we're gonna take all your money. Sam, we're gonna take all your money.
We're gonna tell them not to bet.
Hey, Sam, what y'all doing now, Miss Shine? Quizzar.
Hey, Sam.
Are they gonna listen to you? Yeah, Quizzar.
That's what his name is.
Them is boys.
Yeah, them is boys.
Them ain't no boys.
Came over the email saying that Superman would not lock in with the boys from Texas. I don't know how true that is or whatever. It just came across my email.
What's
the boys from Texas got?
Yeah, he will not lock in with the boys from Texas.
Hey, Chris, ask Sharon why he ain't locked in with nobody. Sure, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Why Sharon ain't locked in with nobody, Chris? Ask him that, man.
This is his hometown track.
This is hometown track. We going to the street, boy.
Who you going to lock in with? Who you going to lock in with?
When Twin said it with you, it's me
man,
and you.
You ain't gonna bet. You ain't gonna bet. You got your thumb in your mouth right now.
Hey, Chris, would you ask Sam who he gonna lock in with?
Man, Sam gonna surprise you.
Ask him, Chris. Hey, Chris, man, don't even waste your. Why is you degrading yourself?
Don't put Chris in there.
Come on, man. Quizlaw, man.
Shan, are you going to raise anybody at your home track?
Man, that is Quizlaw. Don't waste your time talking to that dude, man. That dude, that is kind of what you call like mentally disabled. He is like that, man. So don't excuse him for what he said. He don't know what he's saying, man.
Okay. I know we don't give a damn about you.
Okay.
I know we don't care nothing about you.
Well, it's your biking boy coming around. Why you won't get on the track? Why you won't get on the track? If it's so easy.
Who you talking to?
Why you won't get on the track, man? Since it sounds so easy.
About that,
why you won't, okay, but why you won't try?
Who, you?
Man, you know I'll run through your whole little clique like diarrhea. Come on, man. Stop playing with the game.
Why you got all them guys over there with you that say they ride? And we can't run them. We got to run you. But we're going to show
you
something.
Why you
going to
keep talking
about
guys over there with me? We talking about me right now.
Can you know
what
I'm saying about me? Ken, you already know he's going to save them now.
He's going to save them, Ken. He know how I got to go down. Yeah, he knows.
They got to see me. And them long ass hot knee socks you be wearing, and get three more out of there and give it to me.
Ask Doug who would
never
hit.
I take change. I take ones. It don't make a difference how you pay me, as long as it adds up to 300.
Chan, are you gonna forever say them boys' name?
Yep.
Man, we ain't talking about them right now. Y'all said they got to race y'all first. I ain't got no problem with that.
Exactly.
But when he whoop his ass,
yes,
he's going to come around and dig down in the pocket and get
Chris,
two more
hundred. Yes, he do. So, Sean, do you have any races locked besides twins? You don't have no other races locked? Nobody?
No, I ain't got no races locked.
You got kids with me? Me and him and
I.
Me
and
him and him. So we got
and
a race.
And we got one race locked, and that's me and twins.
I put my shoe off, too.
Because if I didn't lock it, when girl whoop his ass, he'll break and run. So now he can't run.
Ain't that something?
But you know what the real deal is of Quizlaw, for real though. Now that with Twin and Leon, why don't you get your clowns ass up there so I can go and finish the table?
If you get on that ZX9, I'll go first.
I don't want to do that to you, kids, because you ain't gonna bet a lot of money.
No, don't say you. Help me up the bear. You see me in the bear fighting, pull honey on me.
Man,
and help
I'm not finna add no folk to bring that bike where down for you to cry like a baby.
No, you had to import a bike in here for me.
It's a ZX9, man. Don't nobody even ride
ZX9
no more.
No, you the one call me with that. You idiot. You call me with that. You idiot.
But you won't get no money, man. You know, I ain't gonna fool with you. No,
that's
all you gonna get for it at all, man.
I'm gonna see if
you're
gonna
do this. They have two people riding the bike over in their camp. They got three people. I'm a two of them gonna get on the 1,000. That's
man, what?
And dude. His other brother.
Yeah, guys, look, I got another thing that just came in. Hold on for one second, guys. Hold on one second. I got another message that just came in. Guys from Texas wanted to know about Jay Will and the bike as well. Wanted to know where they be in Memphis this weekend, too. So they've been kind of quiet, and they wanted to know where they had a bike up there.
Who's
going to
be in Memphis?
Jay Will. Come out of Louisiana.
No, Chris. No, Chris, no.
They won't. Okay.
No. They can still bring their bike.
Hey. Hey.
What's the
bike?
Tell them
bring their bike. Tell them bring their street tie 14 also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hold on, Sean. If you going
yeah.
to...
What's
the boy from Texas got?
Arkansas. Is it ready?
What bike in Arkansas?
The blue bike.
What are you talking about?
He talking about the blue bike, Tillman bike.
Yeah, is that bike ready?
What about the blue bike?
Twin. He ain't gonna get back on that bike. That's one Texas damn nigga kicking
about
there on that bike.
But what about the blue bike?
Hey, don't worry about it, Sad. Don't even worry about it. It flew
on
me.
I want to know what Twin gonna have at the track. What I want to know what Twin gonna have at the track. They all about what they ain't gonna have. What they gonna have at the track?
I'm asking you, is you gonna be on that bike, that blue bike? If you, we got a race.
Twin,
I ain't gonna be on the blue bike.
Twin, don't say nothing about that. That's what I'm gonna see when he get to the track. I'm gonna send them balls over there. Don't say nothing about that.
Okay,
no more.
Yeah. When I get to the track, kids, I'll send them over there. But hold on, kids, you got to be able to tell them how to get in so you can go on the pit side now. You can't do nothing from the spectator side. You got to tell them to go so you can come on the
pit side. Why all in your car?
You got to be on the pit side now. You can't.
Twin, don't say nothing else to him. I just want to find out if he riding that blue bike from Arkansas. And chicken boys.
Hey, I got some with Arkansas tags on it. Don't worry.
Shan, I'm going to get off this phone. I'm going to leave that this. Shan, I got four motherfuckers looking for you, sad, man. I'm going to leave that there,
man. Yeah,
it's
probably the police.
What the police? You ain't shit.
They ain't looking for you. And all you can get me is some of your friends.
Shan, I got four men looking for you at the track.
I know you got a badge, boy.
Hey, boy. Hey.
Yeah, I know you got a bag.
I got
four hitmen. I got
four hitmen looking for you, boy.
Yeah, I know it. Well, you go,
yes,
don't you mess around and get hit.
Huh?
Don't you mess around and get hit.
I ain't got to do no more pointing at you, said.
I ain't heard you go to the hitman and get a hitman. Come on, man. That don't work.
What a hitman is?
Oh,
how you do that? All you got to do is line up and hit you across your head.
Hey, Shan.
Quit off.
Shan got four races Saturday, Chris, if he get on anything with a hand clutch or slider, period.
Street tie bike.
Okay. Street tie bike.
As long as it's a street tie bike, right?
Yes, sir. Shan, I just got the kid.
Okay. Okay.
It's four of them.
And one of you clowns, I'm assuming one of you clowns going to be on the other bike since y'all ride so damn good.
No, sir.
No, sir.
We're not track riders.
Chris.
Chris.
He got four races, Chris, if he find a street tie, hand clutch, or slider bike. We don't give a damn how long it is.
I got a hand clutch bike.
Hold up, Chris. That's what the boy just told me. She doesn't give a damn if Shine was spraying propane.
I got a street tie, and I got a hand clutch.
Yep.
Now, that sound like
Shine, D-Boys, he's going to be looking for you Saturday.
They
on
slider.
They got a slider.
So you
got a hand clutch.
They got a slider, so you ride.
I got a stock hand clutch. I got a real stock OEM stock clutch.
ain't talking about no throwaway. That's a flatter. You might have a flatter.
Look, guys, we got another caller here, man. Hold on, Shine. 1 second here. Let me open this in line up. 2931. Your line is open. 2931. Your line is open.
Single three, man.
I don't think they want none.
Don't push
the
bells up under the bus.
Queen, hey, Shan, I'm just waiting. Okay. I just got to find out what you riding, man.
A hand clutch with a strip tie.
Man, we want you to get
how
on
long
a slider,
is it by,
man.
Shan?
Get on a slider, street tie slider. That's what we want you to get on.
Yep.
Okay,
he's
going to
do it.
Get on,
get
okay.
On.
All right. Okay, I will.
Well,
okay.
Well, that's a race, then. Well, you don't have a race.
Okay.
But I want to tell you so bad who it is, but shit's going to scare the hell out you, boy.
How much y'all going to do that race for?
They say they want to run Shine for 35 or better.
Here we go. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Can you get him on the phone?
35 or better.
Can you get him on the phone?
Shine, talking to him now.
Can you get him on the phone?
No,
he's
going to scare the hell out of you.
The
element of surprise,
boy. I'm finna lock in with him, Chris.
No, Don't go there.
I'm finna lock in with him.
They're going to lock in with you at the track. Don't go there.
He ain't finna
go up there. That's why I'm finna get off this phone, because I don't want you. I'm going to told you who it was. He's going to scare the hell out of
you. You know what? Your lies are sorry. You ain't know nobody with a slatter on a street tap. You ain't know nobody with a street tap on a slatter.
Well,
you don't know
the president. Shan, I know the president.
You don't know no damn about. You might have watched this car when you were growing up or something. You don't know about it.
Queen, do you want me to go ahead and tell him who? No, I ain't going to tell him. Why won't tell you?
I don't give a damn who you tell him.
Let it be a surprise.
You get them on the phone where they can lock it up.
No. They're going to lock in with you at the track, boy.
Okay, well, you make sure you lock in your money with them, too.
Shan, you got four races, Shan. Ain't that something? You got four races.
And you got four, too. I'm going to get on there and see if I can whoop your ass four times.
You got to run me first. You got to run me first.
Oh, you ain't no man. I ain't even worried about you.
You
got to
run me first. No, don't try to jump over me.
You going to reach down in them long-ass ankles on QB win and get that money out of them.
Don't try to jump over me, son.
Hey, Chris. Shane got four races at his home track. Ain't that something? Four races.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Chris, I want you to be there with your little camera and all that. I want you to record this shit. There ain't nothing going to happen.
I definitely will.
Poor boy, I lock her bags. That man that like himself. He locked the what? He locked himself.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, he said he was a hood by the rider. He lied to himself.
Shan, you know what? Truth be told, Shan, I'm going to tell you one word, the last one to after this, retire.
And we're going to end the show after your come in, too. We're going to end the show, but what's your come in?
Hey, Shan. Both of y'all knowing factors.
Hey, Shan.
That's why y'all hang together, because y'all knowing factors.
We're talking to a senior citizen. What, you 66 years?
That's good. Okay. Good. I'm going to be all that.
Retire, Shan.
I'm gonna retire. I'm gonna retire my foot.
You washed up, Shan.
I know.
Yeah, I've been. You know, Shan. I'm the one star.
Yeah,
telling about you.
You
know, I'm the one star.
But you so washed up. You sure ain't trying to get your bald head ass up there.
Shan, I'm gonna get up there after Dwayne. I just told you that.
Okay.
Fool.
Okay.
You want to lock that in too? You can't hear neither.
You gonna get up out of twin. So when I murder twin, you gonna fall right in my hand and get on the bike and get your 300 and get up there.
And get right up there, son. You can't beat
okay.
me.
Okay. I know I can't
right,
beat
guys.
You.
Well, look,
I know I can't beat
we
you.
We gotta shut it down tonight, man. Any last words before we shut the show down?
Hey, Chris, I'm gonna say, hey, Chris. Chris. We respect Shine, but we not scared
man,
of him.
Man, Chris,
we
why you waste your time listening to this dude, man? Chris, you just as crazy as he is. Listen to him, man.
Chris, look how he's talking to you. Look how he's talking to you, Chris.
I'm telling you what's good, man.
Look how he's talking
you're
to you.
You're wasting your time, man.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to have my camera up there, man.
He is illiterate.
So we're going to have some funny stuff to put out there on YouTube.
Show is.
Yeah, sure
the
is.
Funny,
yeah,
the funny.
Sure
the
is.
The funny.
And Chris. Well, you, Chris,
huh?
I talk to you, Chris. I get with you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hey, Shan.
Well, we're going to race that, Chris.
We're out of here.
You want to lock in, Shine? One of my hitmen said you ready to lock in?
Yeah.
Hello? Shine, can you hear me?
Yeah, Shine,
you hear me talking to you?
I said, yeah, we'll lock in, Trump.
Shine, do you hear me?
Chris, hey, Chris, you see what I'm talking about here? You can talk to nobody, man. See what I'm talking about, Chris? Man, I'm gone, Chris. I see y'all the weekend.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's see here. Any last word,
hey,
guys?
John.
Hung up.
Hung up on me.
John,
Chris,
left
you
the
muted
building.
My ass.
John left the building.
I think he's handing out
maybe
this weekend.
What was that problem?
I said, I think he's going to be handing out pencils this weekend.
Oh,
wait, he left the damn show, so because somebody muted my ass. It won't be with no kids in the background, Chris. Now I feel some type of damn way.
Why
you
think I got
baby kids
problem
in the background?
Why you think I'm handing out pencils?
From the Memphis.
Hello?
What happened?
I think Stan hung up the phone.
Who hung up?
All right, guys. Well, we're going to call it a night.
Nice.
All right.